Trippy, right? Okay, sorry, I'm gonna fade it out there because I had to play something while we did the transition between shows. But that was Germination by Mr. Bill off of his most recent release, Mr. Melanzania. I mean it doesn't have that thing over the end, so maybe it's just Melanzana. Someone want to spot check me on that? It probably means eggplant if I had to guess, because the why did that not look, I just looked it up and it said like that failed for security reasons. Let me try that again. But the cover art is just like an eggplant. It didn't work again. That's interesting. Maybe this isn't connected. We'll see. Hopefully you can hear me. I do want to play one more song from this album, but it's completely different from like the rest of the album. A lot of it is that kind of like ambient, lots of textural sounds and lots of ear candy kind of playing through. I've been listening to it a lot at work recently because I've been having to do a lot of like reading, which sucks. Okay, no, I like reading. It's fine. It's good. Oh, also, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Got it in before 5 minutes. Okay. But I've been having to do so much reading about like a bunch of stuff that isn't really like my forte. Like if I have to read about like technology and machines, perfect. If I have to read about how like people interact and guarantee each other's safety, not necessarily. Like I spent my weekend jumping into a pit of a bunch of strangers and getting thrown airborne, so I'm not like particularly sound in that department, but we've been making it work. And a lot of this ambient music has been helping with that, or just like really glitchy weird stuff without lyrics for the most part. But while I get set up here, get logged in, get everything ready, we've got so many new releases. We got a G. Jones EP, we got a Skrillex EP, we got new Levity, we got, I don't know, we got new Madion, and it's really good. We finally got F the Speakers Up by ISOXO. I've been loving that every time I've heard it live. It just goes crazy, crazy, crazy. I love it literally does sound like it's messing up the speakers, so I might as well play it in the bad studio instead of the good one, right? Right, radio gang? Wow, I'm kind of buzzing. I spent like 4 hours debugging prior to this for like a thing, like a side project that I'm working on, and finally hit like the answer like about 10 minutes before leaving the house. So that felt really like, I mean, terrible for about 3 hours and 50 minutes, but the last 10 minutes, really good. Anyway, let me get my bearings here for a second. I'm going to play one track from this most recent album by Mr. Bill. I've played a bunch of his stuff on the show before. I love the way he makes music. It's super weird. Like, he literally just makes like a ton of sound effects all at once over like a period of like 2 hours, and then re-listens to it and cuts out certain samples that he likes and then arranges them throughout a series of songs. And I think that is like, I don't know how you can kind of pluck something out and decide to build a whole sound around it, but he figures it out. We got a lot of musical geniuses that are going to be on the show today, but I want to play one of the punchier tracks from this album. It's called Talisman, and I think it would be super fun to have like a rap over this. I think, like, I don't know, I haven't found one that I want to like layer over it quite yet, but I think maybe like some Mac Miller or something could go kind of crazy on this, or like 2012. No, okay, anyway, I'm not gonna stop talking, but I think a rap beat would go crazy on this. It's super digital, super like bitty, like 8-bitty, very arcade-esque. It kind of sounds like you're going to a basement arcade, in my opinion, if that is a sound. Question mark. Anyway, I'm gonna stop yapping. It's been a minute here. Let's get into Talisman by Mr. Bill, and then a bunch of other really, really good music. I'm excited for this show. That's a tune. I love that one. It's so punchy. Like, it really is quite an ambient album. And that track really comes out of nowhere and really hits you in the face and hits you good. I like it. Okay. Wow. There's so much stuff I want to play, and I don't really know the order to go in. Also, oh no. Oh, Mr. Bill. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, this is the producer. That was Talisman by Mr. Bill. I honestly, I haven't seen, like, any Mr. Bill Sorry, someone put a Mr. Bill, like, image in the chat. I don't think I've seen like any Mr. Bill content. I know that he like gets hit by a car, I think, in like an advertisement or something, and he's like, oh no, or something. But I've only seen like one. So maybe I need to do some history lessons later after the show. What else do I want to play? While we're on like splunky weird stuff, I want to play Geoid by Vorso. I've talked about Vorso a lot on the show too. I really love his grasp on automation and like making really organic feelings, textures, and sounds in music through really, really steady flows, and very slight changes over a long period of time, I guess, to a lot of different parameters. And this most recent album is called Fizz Buzz. It's like 7 songs, I think. I really liked Geoid and Lofty. I think Lofty is probably my favorite on the album, but it's also like 5.5 minutes long. And knowing that I'm going to talk a lot about some of the other songs, I had to make some room. Sorry, Vorso. But definitely check this out. If you like this whole, or if you like this song, you'll like the whole album, I think, for sure. It's very smooth, kind of flows together between some songs, I would say. But especially on this one, I like how grounded the kind of beat is throughout a lot of the track, and then it just kind of goes like haywire with all the rhythms and the sound effects layered on top of it, but it has a really, really consistent drum beat to it, which is not always a characteristic of Vorso songs. So it was a nice listen, very fun, and fun to hear the like rhythm evolve while the beat doesn't. It gives you a lot of like a focal point to kind of see where the song's been going, where it's been, where it's headed, all that stuff. It's really fun. Let's get into it. Super, super fun track. Super fun music. Almost every, like, snare drum sounds different because it has just a little bit of tinkering throughout it. I think that's, like, something that a lot of artists don't do in a lot of their songs, is, like, really change almost everything in the song throughout as it goes on. I mean, unless that's, like, a very specific genre that you're trying to make. I guess kind of like Vorso. Like, halftime, kind of D&B stuff, but more halftime-y vibes. Very, very fun. I love it. I love how much it changes, how it's like, it has a little bit of consistency so you can still latch onto something, have it going on in the background, but it's not something that like gets drowned out, I guess. So you just still feel it, keep it trucking. It's good stuff. Also, I'm maybe TMI, but I'm sweating, dude. It is so hot in this dang studio. I can't wait for them to fix the main one. I really wanted to have Nate on the show. Nate's been asking to kind of come back on the show soon, and I would love to have him on. Especially this week would have been sick, because there's a lot of really good releases, especially from some of our favorites together. But alas, I think we would have died. Like, I don't think we both can fit in this studio comfortably at all, and also there's no AC. And also I can't really even turn it up that loud, so I promise I'm headbanging in here, but one day I'll bring them back into the main studio. We'll just rinse this whole show again. I'm just going to download the archive and we'll get in the studio and I'll just hit play on the recording and we'll jam. But I promise you, Nate, if you're listening. yeah, let's get into some of the stuff. What are we going to do? Oh, okay, I've got one. Frost Children just released their remix of Fuck My Computer by Nina Jirachi. That's right, FCC. I can say it while it's a song title. Which, by the way, Nina Jirachi just won 3 awards in Australia for this album. It was like best solo project, best individual artist, and I think emerging artist as well, and that was like emergence artist. It wasn't like a new, not new, but like coming to the scene, maybe. I forget what the word was, but I think it was a new award like that year, and she's one of the first people to ever win it on this project of I Love My Computer, which is sick. Like, it's been so cool seeing Nina's fan base literally triple over the past year because of this album. She's been a hometown hero for a while. I mean, I wasn't born and raised in Australia, but a hometown hero in my heart, but longtime listener. It's just super fun to like see it popping off for her. And also she's getting to meet a bunch of the other people that I really love in the experimental scene, including Frost Children. And they've been teasing some get togethers lately. They've done a little bit of edits of each other's stuff in live shows as well. But just recently they both kind of, you know, they did a hard launch, I guess, of their remix projects and said, like, wouldn't it be sick if we remixed each other's tracks? Like, point, 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 point emoji. And then Frost Children released the remix for Fuck My Computer. And I really like this remix. I think the original I Love My Computer album, and specifically F My Computer, I'll tone it down, FCC, sorry. Specifically F My Computer is a lot of, like, a love story toward the internet, right? It's like this whole idea and experience of like the toxic attraction to the internet, the endless exploration, the feeding of curiosity, inevitable burnout, doing things just because now nothing matters, but everything matters, all kinds of stuff. It's like a huge, very fun like exploration of how digital culture really impacted people growing up alongside it, I suppose. Specifically the song F My Computer is still very like lighthearted, and there's a lot of times where there's sounds that kind of sound like a computer making natural noises. There's like almost like bird calls or like kind of like a scream or kind of other things, and it seems like kind of trying to bring or maybe personify the computer in a sense. This one feels like the opposite, where it's like, if that one was like, I'm gonna F my computer because I love it and it understands me like no one else and I want a strong connection, this one is like, I'm going to F my computer because I met it at 1:30 a.m. in the club, and we're going to go home and discover new ways to forward ports. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It just gets down and dirty really quickly. It's really fun. It's super Frost Children coded, and lots of fun, like, vocal play, too, on this one. So, yeah, let's just get into it. It's super clubby. I really, really love it, and can't wait to hear it in a live setting over and over and over again. Of which I'm sure I will, because both Nina and Frost Children are popping off lately, and I keep going to shows in that sphere, especially lately. So let's get into it. This is F My Computer, Frost Children remix, just released this past week.
Cause no one in the world knows me better. It says my name. It says Frost Children, bitch. And no one in the world does it better. I wanna fuck my computer.
Killer. I love it. That's killer track. Killer track of the show goes right there. I'm done. It's over. No, I really like that track. It's super, super fun. I love how, like, rumbly the beat gets in that bridge there toward the end. Very, very, very fun. I love it. While we're playing some Frost Children production, I want to play one more here. It's not an official Frost Children release, but released by their friend Cortaza Star. And it's produced by Frost Children, which you'll probably be able to tell from the beat pretty quickly. I'll also just, like, come out and say this song is very raucous. Like, it just comes into it super quickly, super fast, and doesn't drop the energy at any point, and she's just yelling the whole time. But I really like it. I love, like, just the energy in it, the kind of, like, carefree expressions, in the song, and also some of the final just, like, interpretations of kind of grunge and dirty behavior, I suppose. Not in like a gross, not in like a, you know, FCC would be mad at me for saying that way. And just a like, we're like eating cigarettes for breakfast kind of behavior. It's just kind of fun to hear in such a sparkly poppy music tune. So let's get into it. This is called Party All Week, Bitch by Court Is a Star. That song, honestly, I love the verse that's like she uses a perhaps more vulgar word, but I'm gonna say I like what you think is crazy, I like what all you hate, I like weird and freaky ladies, I like everything you ain't. That goes crazy. That's like that, so brat. I love it. Love you, Court Is a Star. I don't know you at all, but I like that track. Okay, while we're bumping it, actually I think I am gonna make a quick pause here. Let's do a PSA and a redialing, because the rest of this stuff's kind of dubsteppy, kind of ravey, kind of less wop 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 wop, you know what I'm saying. Here's one. No, let's do this one. This is cute. It has a bunch of dogs. 30-second public service announcement. Every nose needs a home. Aw. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. Some of these dogs in the picture look mad cute. Some of them also look like clip art, so maybe they aren't at the shelter anymore, ever or ever, but maybe go get a dog. I wish I had a dog right now, but that's okay, because I'll have a dog again at one point. I used to have the best dog, Chico. He passed away, I think, 3 years ago at this point. Wow, has it really been that long? I think that's crazy. I miss that MF, Can I say that on air? I miss him. I'm like kind of, I'm not going to tear up on air, but he was like the bestest friend, man. He was such a good dog. He had cool tricks and he always knew to find you when you were like pouting. He's a good boy. All right. Pivoting. This track is called Can't Get Enough by Levity, and it dropped at midnight like after my show last week, so I really wish I could have played it, because I've been waiting for this one for a long time. Not like a long time, because Levity hasn't even really been in the scene for that long of a time, but like every time I've heard this live, it tickles my brain in a way that like no other song has, which I just feel is so crazy considering how much music I listen to on a daily basis and like how much different music and how much weird stuff I'm listening to all the time. This sound effect in this drop is so like, so I don't know how to describe it other than like ploinky. Like it sounds like ploink, like kind of like dropping a, I don't know how to describe it. I literally can't, I'm really trying my best. I was like kind of like dropping a, like a, it's not like dropping a marble in like a bowl of water, because that's more of like a, or I can't really do it like that, you know, but this is a lot more like digital and stuttered and sparkly, and it makes me feel like a kid trying to describe this sound. It's literally like, it's so, so strange, but so healing. Like, I love it so, so much. And it's been, like, been played live for a while now. I don't know how long they've been teasing it. I'm pretty bad at keeping track of, like, IDs and, like, stuff that isn't actually out yet. And, like, then it comes out. I've got a guy for that. That's Nate. this one, for sure, I had my eyes and ears focused for it for as soon as I heard it the first time. Yeah, ploinky is exactly how I would have described it, for sure. Yeah, while I'm listening to it, I am constantly like vocal stimming, just going like ploy 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 ploy. Like it's super super fun. I'm gonna get into it so I stop sounding like a crazy person. Also, it has the Levity effect of just like taking the song in like three or four different directions throughout this wide experience that they kind of put throughout their Escapism Volume 1 EP, and they did confirm that I think this will be the first track on Escapism Volume 2. So really excited for that. That was such a fantastic EP, the first one. So really excited to see what comes next, especially with the strong start that is Can't Get Enough by Levity, because this like if you want me to do your bidding for life, like learn how to make this noise, and it's like the Pavlov bell. But, like, I'll do anything. I love it so much. It's so good. I know that's not how Pavlov worked, but whatever. But I can't get enough of Can't Get Enough by Levity. The moment is ours. I'm getting higher and higher. I can't get enough. Yeah. Just kidding, the song's over. Could you tell? Okay, sorry. That was like the most Northern Lion bit I've done in a really long time, which is saying something, because that guy probably conceives about 35% of the bits I use. But yeah, I love that song. It's so good. I would listen to that sound forever. That's all I have to say. I'm a simple creature. I found what success means in my life, and it's just looping that over and over and over again. That being said, I did find one other thing I want to loop over and over and over again, so much so that the side project I'm working on involves the Spotify API, and I almost like rushed a feature to set two timestamps in a song and just have Spotify loop between those two timestamps, because this song is kind of split into two parts. The first part is very like rock heavy, and the second part is maybe like the best song I've ever heard in my entire life. And okay, sorry, a little bit of an exaggeration there. Both halves of the song are very good. Let me be clear. And then, okay, sorry. So, wow, my brain is like, it's going on rapid fire right now. I got a plus two. I don't know if I got a plus two for the plankiness or the let me be clear, but there we go. Or maybe for referencing Northern Lion. This song is very special to me because, like the show, or like the DJ of this show, it's about getting hit by a car. No, it's called Car Crash Baby. It's by Madion. It's the second release, I think, from his new project that he's teasing, called Victory. Not teasing, touring, I guess, at this point. It's really, really good, and I love the second half of this song so much. It is so, like, carefree, so fun to just dance to, super fun vibes, and also, like, really kind of, like, I feel like it's very early Madion, like, coded. Like, it gives me the same kind of euphoric feeling that I got when I was listening to, like, The City and Icarus, and I was vacuuming the basement of, like, my mom's doctor friend. You know, we're just like doing chores around the house, and I'm listening to some of this music for like the first time ever, and I'm like, wow, this is so cool, it's so pretty, it's so fun. Like, I definitely want to keep looking into more of this stuff. And I feel like there's a lot of tracks recently that I've really been trying to hit that like nostalgia of 10 to 12 years ago, when that's Fuse with Skrillex and like an official bro step drop, and this one, Car Crash Baby, Madion, and just such a return to form to that kind of sound that I think was initially what really made Madion kind of pop. It's also like a little bit, I would feel like, a return to Good Faith a little bit. Like, it's very, very lighthearted. I'm maybe like making some true Madion fans like cringe because they're like, no, it's more indicative of this era. But you could be right. You're probably right, honestly. But I only know these ones, but I really, really like this song, and I cannot, like, there is something in the synth at the end that is, like, a physical substance that's addictive, but, like, I know that's impossible because it's in a vibration, and I mean, okay, now we're gonna talk about light and how it's also, it's, like, vibration, but also real, but we're not gonna talk about that because we don't have time, but this is like a super addictive track, a super addictive sound, and you'll hear it as soon as it comes in. There's a little whistle. It's a really cute whistle, really nice kind of cheery whistle. And then the splunky, the last song was Plunky, no S. This one is Splunky capital dollar sign. Like, it is a super, super splunky synth. Tons of like flanger on it, so it's all over the place tonally. And it just makes you want to flail your arms and like look at a blue sky and like feel like you're in a movie where life finally got figured out for a little bit. Like, it's so cheerful. It's so fun. I can't wait to catch this one live. We'll see. I don't think I'm sending Montreal. There's a show in Montreal that like we've been kind of floating, but I don't think I can do it because we're hitting six other shows that week or something. But I do really want to see Car Crash Baby live, especially for this last part. I'm gonna stop belaboring the point here and get into it. But I hope you guys really like this first part of the song as well. Super super rocky and super fun. Like, the whole song, it kind of reminds me of like the initial tracks that really got me into Underscore's writing, actually, is this idea of the bittersweet nature of being torn apart, because every time it happens, you both get to piece yourself back together again, and you get inspiration for these feelings that you probably weren't going to feel without such a like intense feeling, right? And so like he's kind of capturing these ideas of like, oh, I don't care if like this thing that I'm about to do is going to go hurt me, or if you specifically have evil intentions toward me, because I can just flip it around in my silly little brain and say like, oh, in a year I can write a song about this instead, and I'll make money off of it, and I'll be a pop star because I got all these experiences that no one else got. And I mean, I'm summarizing it a little bit, but I love that idea of the kind of like twisted perception toward like mishaps, I guess, or problems, and reframing it very rapidly into like, you know what, like this is all an intentional decision to kind of guide me toward whatever the next reconstruction of myself I think is going to be successful. And I don't know, maybe I'm putting on airs there, but the second part of the song is very much of a switch up and flips to very cute vibes, very fun stuff, and he's just repeatedly saying, you're gonna save my soul. I love this idea of the first part of the song being about like, I'm gonna tear myself apart for this music, and then the second part of it being what really feels like a love letter to the fans. Like, it's like, this is the sound that you guys all fell in love with, and I'm up here on stage now playing on two different pianos, dancing around with a ton of production. Like, we made it. And it's very, very fun. I like it a lot. This is a dopamine / serotonin generator for sure. So let's get into Car Crash Baby by Madion. And this one really gets into it right away. So I'm going to fade in and then press play. So it's going to kind of, it might jump stare you. 3, 2, 1.
Don't wanna die. I say, oh,
I'm yapping too much about all the music that I love, but oh my goodness, I love that song so much. It's so fun. I've been looping it a lot, especially just that last half, honestly. I kind of like cue it up and then just place it. This is Basement Old Days Cleaning Pill. That's what I'm saying, Dalton. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so you know what I'm saying. Sorry, I got a little excited there, but yeah, like my brother, it's a shared experience. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Wow, that was kind of exciting for me. Okay, anyway, really, really love that track. Can't wait for the rest. And go check out, he posted the live show of Victory, I think, fully produced, like out on the on YouTube. So go check that out. It's really good. And if that's not available anymore for some reason, he has been releasing like single showings of the songs as well as the singles come out, and they've been pretty stellar as well. We've got 10 minutes left, and I have at least 3 more songs I want to play, which is Rutro Raggy. But let's get into the first one here. You know what? I can maybe save. Nah, let's get into it. I'm gonna play Fuck the Speakers Up by ISOXO. I've got nothing to say about this other than the drop really does sound like a bunch of like flutes and like bluebirds, and so I love just spamming those emojis whenever this song comes on. I'll like send it to someone, I'll be like it's like a bluebird tweeting, because it like very obviously is not that, and it is like ripping electronics apart inside of this machine, and I'm like, doesn't it kind of sound like a bluebird tweet? And I think that's funny because I'm really funny. Anyway, here is Fuck the Speakers Up by ISOXO. Goes crazy. Let's mess up these Studio C speakers. I'm not going to spin back, but I wanted to because that's such a... That bass line, man. Crazy song, super super punchy. I don't know if there's like a hollow drum in there trying to like level out the noise just right before the kick so that it hits you with the most oomph or something, but they did something in there where it's just super bouncy. Like, if you listen to that with headphones, you can feel, like, if you have it on the, put your hands on the edges of your headphones like you're a Nightcore cover art, and just listen to it, and you'll feel like your headphones, like, pulse like a heartbeat. Like, it's crazy. All right, we've got only a little bit of time left, and more songs to play. Skrillex dropped an EP. They're all really good. I'm going to play this first one, which is actually the last one. First, I guess. I don't know if I'll get to all of it, because, wow, that brain fart is going to cost me everything. But it's called Voltage, parentheses, See You Again. Nate calls it Happy Voltage. I kind of agree with that. It's very much like hyper-poppy Voltage. Like, I think the Varg 2 Eurohead track, See You Again, on FU Skrillex was very, like, modern rap, a little hyper-poppy, a little, like, separated from the rest of the album, I feel like. And this brought one of the biggest tracks on the album, Voltage, kind of into that space, and I really, really love it. It sounds very much like a kind of modern take on the original idea of kind of annoying, overstimulating music in the form of, like, bangarang and stuff like that, and just a lot of, like, glitchy vocal sound effects placed all over each other, and tons of really beautiful samples kind of overlaid, so it sounds great, but it's kind of hard to focus on any one thing at any one time. It's a really, really fun just medley of sounds and noise, and can't wait to bounce this one on the floor sometime. So let's get into it. This is Voltage, See You Again, with Skrillex, Varg 2, Eurohead, and Loam, I think. Is that the last one? Loam, Sweetie M, and Virtual Riot. Holy cow, that's so many people. Okay, here it is.
Home, cause I hate being all alone, but this time I will let you go. Would you ask me if I called?
Would you hang up the phone? Do you feel anything at all?
Just tell me when can I see you again?
Can't wait no more, just tell me, cause I need to know.
I'll see you again.
Can't wait no more, just tell me, cause I need to know. I need to know.
Thank you.
right. That was Voltage, See You Again, from the new Hit Me Where It Hurts X EP by Skrillex. The next DJs just came in, so I'm going to put something on, let them fade their stuff in. I'll head out. But this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for attending, chatting, talking about the songs. I love you all. Sleep well. Have beautiful dreams. And I hope you meet all your goals and find great music and share it with me so I have more stuff to play next show. Thank you. Here's something.